need to. I mean, I know at work I need to get in on what days, and just didn't have a chance to get it in earlier in the day. So just made sure I did that night.
So he said he sees you and he just kind of smiles, thinking, okay, you know, we're gonna be okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like you guys are going to be okay?
I know we're going to be okay. I mean, we have a lot of work to put in camp, but I'm not worried about this season at all. I know that we have the talent and the guys to make it happen. So it really just comes down to execution and getting guys ready.
So should anybody feel sorry for Ohio State?
No, I mean, we're not feeling sorry for ourselves. So I don't think anyone should feel sorry for us. And, you know, like my dad said, you know, the world doesn't stop turning for anyone. We're so hungry right now. It's reassuring to me because you can get complacent after being so successful as long as we have. And if anything, this came at a good time for us to kick things into high gear, which we have. So we haven't skipped a beat.
How do you keep it in high gear? It's been different.
Yeah, we just really rallied around each other. Just kind of used it as fuel to the fire. And I feel like people think maybe we feel sorry for ourselves, or you know we're in confusion, or we don't know what to do. But if anything, we know exactly what we need to do. You know, we had a great summer, definitely. I mean, if someone trained harder than us this summer, then I'd like to meet them, because I don't know if it'd be possible.
So did that come from the players, or is that, I mean, where is that coming from?
I think everybody just has a sense of urgency. And it's nice because the season's right around the corner. So, you know, it's time to stop talking about it and get to work. And, you know, I can't wait to get back. You know, I'm actually excited for camp this year.
You weren't excited last year?
You don't really look forward to it, no.
But is there a sense that you need to prove to people that you know, you want to do what you can for Fickell, that this guy's a legitimate coach? And,
yeah, I mean, we know he's legitimate. I think we want to prove to people, you know, we're still Ohio State no matter what's happened. You know, we still have amazing tradition and a great group and core guys. So I think we're just ready to show people that.
I talked to some high school coaches who said in Ohio said they would like to see you guys have a great year, if nothing else, to keep the staff together, because they really like dealing with that staff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now you guys talked a lot about playing for Coach Fickell, and play, yeah. But I mean, is that part of it too? You know, help these
it's,
guys?
It's weird. The staff's been together for, they all have connections to each other, and it's like a family. And they're a great staff, and I know that they're going to be working, you know, extra time in camp and this season to, you know, make sure that, you know, we're successful.
Talking about complacency, did you guys ever get complacent dominating the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry?
You know, they make sure that doesn't happen, because we know it takes one loss and your season's ruined if you lose to Michigan. So they make sure to remind us thoroughly. I mean, there's stuff in our facility right now. You can go in there and there's Michigan stuff. I mean, we don't stop thinking about Michigan ever, because it's the biggest rivalry in all sports, and you know, we take it very seriously.
Brady has brought in countdown clocks, LSU, Ohio. He doesn't refer to as Ohio State. I mean, do you like that? I mean, that Michigan sort of now, maybe the last few years, was dormant in that rivalry. And
yeah, it's
now here's a guy.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good when people understand the rivalry. I mean, Fick lived it. He played it. He lost to him. So I've made it 3 years without losing to him, and you know, I don't want to be the ones to break the streak.
You did something since, you know, you didn't grow up in Ohio. I mean, yeah. They kind of have to. One of the things they said, well, they pretty much ruined the '90s for all Ohio State. I mean, is that something that if anybody forgets, they'll just bring that up in their mind?
Oh man, yeah, I don't know too much about the '90s, but. No, yeah, I definitely understand. The HBO documentary kind of says it all, you know, so that kind of explained it to me.
I know it's not really your responsibility, but in a way you guys will be playing for his contract, because he only has a one-year deal. Is somewhere in the back of your mind this idea of we'd like to get him permanent employment here?
You know, I think we just want to go out and be successful and I know he's going to lead us out there, and he's going to get us ready. But, you know, we really have to do the rest. And I'm excited just to see what he's like and what camp's like. And, I think it's an exciting time right now.
Is it a different vibe with a younger coach?
It's hard to say because, like he'll say, we haven't got to have too much interaction because it's been the off season. So I think that's something that, we're going to find out, soon enough in camp.
Does it seem a little unusual kind of being a team that's now somewhat under the radar, given everything that you guys have had to deal with here over the last few months, as opposed to the team that's always had that bullseye in years past?
Yeah, it's a little different feel that from the past few years where, people have expected us to be at the top, and now they're kind of writing us off. But I think it's going to be fun to be the underdog or prove people wrong. But I feel like when we start winning, that then now we're not going to be the underdog anymore, and then people are going to jump back on and say good stuff. So, but that'll be the fun part, is to try and prove people wrong.
Now, last year opted to vacate the wins from last season.
Uh-huh.
Being a player and not necessarily being the one directly involved in what was going on, how upsetting is it, like, when you see something that you worked for those 12 wins, mm-hmm. and then it's just like, okay, we're going to just say this didn't happen?
I haven't put too much thought into it because, for me personally, I know the memories I made and, the joy and excitement I felt through that whole year. So, that's something I'm not going to forget. So, I don't put too much on that.
And then does that kind of go with the Sugar Bowl then as well?
Oh, yeah. It was a fun time, and we really enjoyed ourselves down there. And, it was an exciting game. And this is the loudest stadium I've ever played in. I can't hear anything in there. It's crazy. So, but, yeah, I mean, the memories are still there, so that's all that matters to me.